Well, hey, everybody. Welcome to another edition of The Journey of Hope. Glad you could be with us today. The Journey of Hope is a podcast that's especially designed to address the issues that men and women face after incarceration. My guest today is Roger Ledig. He's going to be talking about how to find hope and joy in your life. We're going to have Roger right after this. I'm Rodney Mathers. You're on The Journey of Hope. Always love to hear from you. You can catch me at MathersRodney at yahoo.com. That's MathersRodney at yahoo.com. Everybody, and welcome back. My guest today is Roger Ledig. Roger has a book out called Finding Purpose and Joy. It's a journey, and we all could use at least a little joy in our lives, couldn't we, from time to time? Roger, welcome to The Journey of Hope.
Thank you. Appreciate being invited.
Well, you're more than welcome. Can you give us a little bit of your background, Roger? Just tell us a little bit about your history and where it is you're coming from prior to writing the book.
Yes. Well, I'm a native of northern Indiana. I was raised on a farm early in my life, but then went to Purdue and graduated in engineering. Worked in engineering and manufacturing, and finished my career at Ledig Incorporated, a family business. I retired about 3 years ago after working at Ledig for 30 years. Today, although I'm retired, I'm involved in on a couple of board of directors. I am involved with Indiana University, that's where I got my master's degree in business administration. Mm-hmm. I'm also an adjunct professor at Purdue University South Bend,
okay,
in the technology division, and I mentor several fellows. And am involved in some small groups.
Excellent. Excellent work you're doing there.
In addition, I have my wife and I have been married nearly 42 years, and we have two sons. They're both married and each have two children.
Wow. Good deal. Well, listen, I want to know about finding purpose, about finding joy. And I noticed that in your in some of the things that you've written that you talk about 10 steps to finding purpose and joy. I was wondering, Roger, if you could give us, I don't want you to give your book away, but just give us a preview maybe of what some of those steps are and how that works.
Sure. Well, first, I think it's important, and it was for me, to examine the first half of my life and the things that I learned through the first half and the mistakes I made, and it was a good reflection point. I had a heart attack in 1999, and as a result of that, I asked the doctor how I could potentially live healthy from that point on, and he said three things. He said, eat right, exercise, and learn to manage stress. The first two, eat right and exercise, they're pretty easy if you're committed to doing that. I mean, just do it. But I was committed, so that wasn't a problem. The third thing, learning to manage stress, is really what kind of led me to writing a book. I really had not intended to, but in my studies and research on learning to manage stress and evaluating my life up to that point in time, I reflected on 10 different steps that I was kind of led through that ultimately led to probably the happiest time of my life, where I really feel that, well, I'm not getting paid for what I'm doing now, but I'm doing exactly what I want, and I feel that I've found my purpose in life.
Okay.
And I think that's available to all of us. And just some of the steps to let you know, it starts out with first evaluating where you're at personally.
Okay.
But then then at that point, it's really good to think down the road, 20, 30, 40 years down the road, who do you want to be? Who do you want to become as a person? What kind of character do you want to have? How do you hope your family looks like? What would you like your 40th anniversary to look like if you're married? Do you hope to be able to retire with enough money to do that? Mm-hmm. And the clearer we can get that picture in our minds, then it kind of leads to the second step, and that's realizing that as human beings, we're given the ability to make choices. And that's something other living animals and creatures on this earth don't have that ability. And having the ability to make choices puts a lot of the responsibility now in our own hands. You know, when we're first born, we are who we are through our genetics that we got from our parents. Then the next stage of formation is through our environment that we were raised in. And then ultimately, as we mature, we become what our choices are. We start making choices that will impact who we end up being. And for me, once I kind of went through this process of evaluating managing stress, I clearly got a picture in my mind of how I wanted my home life to look, and my family and my friends and my character and those things. And I actually wrote a mission statement, a personal mission statement, and incorporated my family as well. Mm-hmm. And how we were going to treat each other, how we were going to love and forgive each other and those kind of things, and how we're going to treat other people. Mm-hmm. And then it made it a whole lot easier for me to make choices. You know, every day we make hundreds, maybe thousands of choices. And each choice, as little as it may seem, will either lead us closer to where we want to go and who we want to become, or lead us farther away. And if we can start grabbing a hold of that concept, then we can take responsibility and realize we don't just have to let life do us, but rather we can be part of making choices that lead us where we want to go.
Okay.
And then I go through several more steps that have been taught to me over the years, that each step builds on the one before it, ultimately leading to helping us have a clear understanding that we can help shape our future. And as we do that and quit blaming other people, but take responsibility for ourselves, that's all we can really control.
Exactly.
We no longer feel hopeless.
Okay. Here's the way I would respond to what you said, and I agree with everything you've said there. Roger, excellent points. You hit the nail on the head when you talk about dealing with stress, because a lot of people will lean on addictions to handle the stressors in their life and so forth. But, you know, some people, Roger, have been slapped so hard in life that they find it difficult. And this is something we talk about a lot here on this podcast, and something that I've put a lot of thought to. People find it difficult to find hope. So, you know, when you take that into consideration, people that are just really down and out, where do they muster the strength for hope? How would you address that?
You know, I think the way we're created, the way humanity is created, is that we all need to be in community of some sort. And we need to have people around us that can be a positive influence. And so one of the things would be, if possible, to look for a mentor or become join a group that we would have friends that maybe could understand the hopelessness we're feeling. Mm-hmm. We obviously won't understand exactly, because nobody can. But I know in my own life, when I began realizing I'm not alone, mm-hmm. There are others that have experienced some of these things too, And as I joined up with other people and became free to express those things, it's kind of like a teapot. When a teapot is on the burner and the water starts heating up and it starts boiling, and ultimately it starts, a stream starts coming out of the top through the hole there and it starts whistling. The pressure just builds up, and it's just like stress. But if we just relieve that little bit, where that steam can start letting itself off, over the course of time, all that pressure and stress starts dropping. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what relationships do when we can find people to talk to that will just listen to us. Mm-hmm. They don't have to have solutions. But if a person is really down and out, if they can have someone that will simply listen to them, not try to fix them, not try to tell them everything they've done wrong and what they need to do to get back on track, but just listen initially, that steam starts coming out. Mm-hmm. And you get them breathing again. And what I find, and it's really in the relationships I have, if there's kind of salty time when there's disagreement, if we can listen to others and let them get that steam out, at some point when it's grayed out so much, many times, I won't say every time, but many times they become open to listening and wanting to learn maybe things that they've never thought of before.
I think that's such a good answer. The art of listening is just as important as venting, isn't it?
It really is. And that's one of the biggest lessons that I had to run through a wall and blood in my nose quite a bit. Mm-hmm. But that's probably one of the biggest lessons that I've been learning is how critical listening is.
Mm-hmm. That's an excellent answer, Roger. I get so frustrated when people don't listen now because I work so hard at, and it's not something that's automatic. You have to work at it, And so, listen, we're talking to Roger Ladig today. His book is called Finding Purpose and Joy. It's a journey. We're going to be back with Roger right after this. I'm Rodney Mathers, and you're on the Journey of Hope. You got the new Resurrecting Rodney album yet? Why not? There's three songs on there. It costs 99 cents. You can get it at, let's see, iTunes, Amazon, all the usual places. Just Google Resurrecting Rodney. It'll give you a bunch of different choices. It's different places, different prices at different places, but I think iTunes has got it for 99 cents. So go and check it out. Resurrecting Rodney. Darkness, you won't believe the call, perpetual forever, it's not what we've been told. welcome back. We're talking to Roger Ledig. His book is called Finding Purpose and Joy. It's a journey. Roger, what would, you know, this podcast is geared toward ex-offenders that are trying to get themselves on their feet and not go back to incarceration. What would an ex-offender take away from your book?
Well, I think what they would take away is if they can get into an environment where they can be listened to, mm-hmm. they'll take away at some point that there really is hope. And it's going to take some work, but there is hope. And nothing happens without hope. So I would hope that, in fact, that would be the door that is first cracked open. Mm-hmm. Is that there is hope, and there are steps that, and the steps are really steps that are true for all humanity. It's the way God wired us, if mm-hmm. the person believes in God.
Well, that was going to be my next question. You know, what the role of spirituality plays in going through the steps that you outline in the book?
Well, you know, I've been asked that question before. Is this a religious book? And my answer is no. It's not about religion. And although I am a Christ follower, it's not about the rules and regulations, but what these steps are about is, in my world and in my vocabulary, is learning to live with a Christ-like attitude, which is filled with love, joy, peace, patience, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, and self-control. And if we can start and take away that Christianity is a religion and realize that each one of us have a spirit, no matter what that spirit is, and we have a soul, and we have basic characteristics that are wired into us. And what I'm learning is that one of the very basic needs of every person is to be valued and understood.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And I would hope that they can take away from this book, there's hope, and with some help they can start picturing who they want to become. Not what they want to become, but who they want to become as a person. Mm-hmm. Of what will take care of itself.
Right.
And then they can learn that they really do have some control over it through their choices. Mm-hmm. And that choices make a huge difference. And sometimes it takes a community to be part of that, to help us take responsibility and for our choices and learn not to blame. Mm-hmm. Because blaming will always keep us as a victim.
The old victim stance, we talk about that here, is something we want to try to get away from, is, you know, poor, pitiful me. And, yeah, I think you're exactly right about that. Roger, have you gotten some feedback on the book?
Yes, I have.
Tell us about that.
Well, people that have read it, of course, a lot of people have read it, and I've heard back from a lot of people, but I haven't heard from everybody. And so probably the people that have given me feedback will tell me things that will be encouraging. But everybody that has read it and given me feedback has really appreciated it, has made comments such as, it's given me hope, and it's life-changing, it's uplifting, it's very relevant to my life. I couldn't put the book down. It's honest. I wish I had read that book 20 years ago. The people that have reviewed it on Amazon.com have all rated it as 5-star. I've given it a 5-star rating. Uh-huh. So far, it seems to be received very well.
Good deal. Well, you mentioned Amazon. Where else can we get the book, Roger?
Well,
do you have a website?
I do have a website.
Okay.
And the website is www.findingpurposeandjoy, all one word, findingpurposeandjoy.com. Again, that's www.findingpurposeandjoy.com. And that gives information on how to get it in the Kindle form or in the written form. The person can email me there if they'd like to talk to me. I'd be happy to connect back with people if they'd like to converse more about this topic.
Excellent. Our guest today is Roger Ladig. Roger has a book out called Finding Purpose and Joy. It's a journey. Roger, I want to thank you so much for being on the Journey of Hope today.
Well, Rodney, I really appreciate your invitation, and thank you for the opportunity.
No problem. We're going to be right back after this. I'm Rodney Mathers, and you're on the Journey of Hope. Send me a line, MathersRodney at yahoo.com. That's MathersRodney at yahoo.com. Would love to hear from you. Show. I want to thank my special guest today, Roger Ladig, and I want to remind you that if God is for you, who can be against you? We'll see you next time right here on the Journey of Hope.